Lake State Education Minister Nelson McCoy ordered the arrest of dozens of teachers last month after they allegedly mobilized their colleagues to stage a sit-down strike over not being paid more under the new salary structure announced by the Labor Department in 2021. Six teachers remain in the detention. Hakim Chipunyush Awur, the chairperson of the Lake State Civil Society Network, says the authorities should either release the teachers or arraign them in the court of law. Awur tells South Sudan in Focus the condition of the six teachers is worsening, saying the teachers are sick and malnourished.
These teachers are suffering now. Their health condition is not favoring. And also their families, as our economic hardship is known, they are not accessing the services that their husbands were actually supporting them, rather than getting even the salary that the teachers were looking for. The salary that they were even talking about up to now, we heard from the teachers themselves that they are paid 50%, but it's supposed to be 100%, those who receive the salary. But the remaining six in detention, they did not receive their salary.
The teachers are being held hostage while their families are starving, according to Awur. He is calling on Lagos State Governor General Rintoy Mabor to intervene.
If they are considered to be guilty, according to the statement from the minister, they are criminals. Why not they are taken to the police like that, or attorney general to open a case against them and leave them in the police where they could be accessed by their parents? But this one was not happening.
Awur says family members and civil society activists have been denied access to the detainees. A relative of one of the detained teachers who spoke to South Sudan in Focus on the condition of anonymity for fear of being reprisals from the state officials urged authorities to release his loved one.
They are now going 1 month. They are not sent to the court. So we are requesting as a parent to ask the government to look into the issue of these teachers. So if they are guilty, they have to be sent to the court. So that for conviction. And to know as a parent, relative of this people to exactly concern what is happening.
Another relative of a detained teacher who also prefer to remain anonymous for safety reasons is asking McCoy to order the release of their loved ones so that they can earn a living and take care of their families.
We can talk to them so that they have to leave those money, because this money is not there. It is belong to the teachers, and teachers are now the people concerned. It is not an individual case. They are just representing the voice of the teachers. And of course, the money is given. The money is given as it is needed. What next? What allowed them again to be in the military barrack? If there is another thing behind it, then let them go to the court.
Several state residents and families of the detained have commented on the teachers on the social media and repeatedly call on authorities to either release them or charge the teachers in the court of law. Residents and activists have also appealed to Governor Twenge to intervene on behalf of the teachers without success. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabu reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.